Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for those testimonies. I know I made the right choice. And I kind of feel a little bit pressure here because what am I going to tell you about Thanksgiving that you don't already know? I mean, after we've said we ought to be more thankful, what else is there to say? But that's exactly the problem. Thanksgiving, that is the genuine expression of gratitude, can't be commanded. There's a reason why we call it Thanksgiving and not thanks coercing or thanks arm twisting. True thanksgiving comes from heartfelt gratitude. Well, as a preacher looking for inspiration to encourage the people of God on Thanksgiving, I feel more like a mom who, after her kids forget to say thank you for a gift, prompt them and say with a very slow and deliberate, "You're welcome." To which we sheepishly reply, "Thanks." But you and I know that that's not what genuine Thanksgiving's all about. The story of the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed doesn't always help either. You know the story. 10 lepers are healed. One returns to give thanks, and he's a Samaritan. If you're like me, you hate this example because it makes you feel guilty. So what can this story teach us about true gratitude and maybe even inspire us to be a bit more grateful as a people? Well, let's take a look. You know what's interesting about this story is that all 10 lepers were healed. All 10. Even the 9 that didn't return to say thanks. So what makes the Samaritan different? You can sum it up in 2 words. He noticed. He noticed. And that's pretty much it. I know he returned to say thanks once he noticed, but his response feels spontaneous, involuntary, no prompting from anyone, no coercion, no arm twisting, no sense of duty or obligation. Pure and simply, something came over him. But first, he noticed. I think we all agree that once you see something spectacular, it's almost impossible to sit quietly and say nothing. Help me out here if you would. What comes to your mind when you think of seeing something that had that wow factor? Anybody want to just real briefly say what they saw and just what an impact they had? I didn't give you enough time, did I? Sorry, I should have announced it before the sermon. Anyone? Remember Niagara Falls for the first time? Oh my gosh. The water just keeps coming and coming and coming. And it's not just, you know, a little confined area. It's a big horseshoe. Huge. And the water never stops. It just goes and goes and goes. I know some of you have visited the Grand Canyon. Maybe you got that wild ride down the mules to the bottom of the canyon. There's no way I'm going to go on that. A friend of mine told me that he went one time and he said, "Those mules are like right next to the edge, and you're thinking one false step and we're both gone." But the power of the Grand Canyon is something that you never forget and that you want to talk about. Did y'all know that the Cubs won the World Series? How did you know? How did you know? My guess is that you saw Lorianne Reynolds walking around with that concrete-formed smile on her face, and you said, "Hey, Lorianne, what's up?" Well, I'll just warn you, don't ask her why she's smiling if you're a Cardinal fan. But let me say that spectacular things happen, and you want to share it with the world. I think that's exactly what it was like for the Samaritan. Once he realized he was healed, he couldn't help but turn back and share his joy and thanksgiving with Jesus. Thanksgiving is like that. When it's genuine, it's spontaneous. You recognize you've been blessed and you can't help but share the joy and thanksgiving. So the Samaritan turns around and says, thanks. He knows he's been given this incredible gift and he can't help but to turn around and say something about it. But there's a really neat thing that comes as a result. When he turns and gives thanks to Jesus, he's given a second gift. As he leaves his encounter with Jesus, he's not only healed, but he's blessed kind of in three ways. Blessed in his own recognition of healing. Blessed in being drawn into deeper relationship with the one who healed him. And finally, he's blessed at hearing a commendation of faith. What a commendation it was. This commendation meant acceptance by this Jewish rabbi. Most people in this day would have thought hell would freeze over before a Jewish rabbi would commend a Samaritan. And guess what happened? I think it was the first time the Cubs won the World Series. No, the Samaritan had been marginalized his entire life for reasons he probably didn't even understand. But what he did understand was his low standing within the community of Israel. But not with Jesus. When the lepers were told to go show themselves to the priests, they had not been healed. It was on their way that they discovered the leprosy was gone. Assuming that the other nine were purebred Jewish, they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. I think it's safe to say that they were obedient and were on their way to see the priests. But back up for a moment. I'm wondering what the Samaritan was thinking as he and the nine left Jesus. What kind of reception would a Samaritan get when he goes to see the priest? Assuming the others were Jewish, they would present themselves and have it confirmed. Yes, indeed, you're healed. The priests could only verify what had already been done by Christ. I'm sure the other nine who had gone and done their duty, thanked the priest for that confirmation, and now they were back to life. But what about their thanks to Jesus? On the other hand, you have this lonely Samaritan man who disobeys Jesus because his heart was so full of gratitude that he was compelled to run and return, praising God loudly, falling at the feet of Jesus. Totally inappropriate. Or was it? What did Jesus say in response to this disobedient Samaritan? Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? One could argue, of course, that they were on their way to see the priest in compliance with his instructions. He continues, was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner? And he said to the grateful Samaritan, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Jesus commends his well-placed faith And because of that, he received true healing and a bonus gift of commendation from the Lord himself. So where do we go with that? For those who have eyes to see, God's blessings are all around us. And as we give thanks for them, we notice even more blessings and are blessed yet again. When I look around the world, all I hear is about scarcity. And there's an obsession that we tend to all have with looking out for number one. But you know, a simple word of gratitude opens us up to a world of abundance and mercy and grace. It may seem like a small thing, noticing and thanking, but it's the first step to setting in motion a cycle of gratitude and grace. Gratitude and grace. Let me explain what I mean by that. I don't know that I do it enough. I probably don't. But I am so thankful for this congregation. You are so generous with your giving to our church, to our community, and to the world that I am blown away by your responses to every request for help. You have sponsored missionaries on college campuses like Lorianne's daughter, Amy, when she was up at U of I. She took a couple of years off to work for InterVarsity and to help young people in college find their way to Christ. Currently, there are folks that have been supporting Elena Yock at UNC, University of North Carolina. You supported so beautifully the Bible sticks for the military. Lutheran Heritage, which gives away Lutheran teaching resources to people all over the world. You have for years supported Mosaic Pregnancy Health Centers, which support pregnant women with limited resources so that they can make it through their pregnancies and even beyond and bring these unborn children into the world. You have blessed foster children through Lutheran Child and Family Services at Christmas. You have helped the poor in Metro St. Louis through ministries like Acts 1:8 and Little Bit of Haven, and given locally to our O'Fallon Food Pantry and St. Vincent de Paul. And you've done it with not a lot of fanfare. Not a whole lot of people know the influence of Blessed Savior. But God knows. And God knows the reason that you do it is out of a grateful heart to Him. These are the responses of a thankful people. I believe you come to work to church week after week because, like the Samaritan, you've been healed by the grace of God. You noticed by faith, and your eyes were lifted up to the cross of Jesus. You trusted, and tonight you've returned on this special Thanksgiving service to thank God. And He would commend you for your faith. Like the Samaritan, you have received commendation of God's favor, His forgiveness, His fellowship with sinners, such as we all are. Week after week, you return to praise God and fall on your faces before the Lord. And He lifts up your bowed heads with His absolution and gives you unimaginable blessing. Having healed you by the cross of Jesus and accepted you as His children through baptism, He then commends you for your faith so that you leave His presence with that forever concrete form smile like Lorianne. If you know Lorianne and Diane, and by the way, again, thank you so much for your testimonies, the presence and power of Christ in your lives and the people that you touch and who touch you. If you know them, you know it's not the Cubs or the Cards or any other thing of this world that gives them joy as does their faith in Christ. So what's the message for tonight? Don't make Thanksgiving a ritual. Resist it. Don't make it duty or an obligation. Let it come naturally as you encounter Christ with your daily needs. I know the story of the Samaritan leper, and I know the gospel of Jesus' life and love of all people, but I am still surprised every time God graces me with His healing, and even more when He accepts me and accepts you as poor, miserable sinners, and yet commends us for our humble faith in Him. So you want to know something else? I think you've already figured it out. These blessings and this commendation is for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.